The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Joanna LaForgia from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting content from the Southern Living Special Collector's Edition, Best of the South. And this week, we will hear about beach towns, the perfect beach towns. And if we get some time, we'll move on to the Low Country Jewel, which here is about Charleston, South Carolina. All right? Are we ready? The cover of this magazine, it says Southern Living, Special Collector's Edition, Best of the South. And the rest of the print is The Drive of a Lifetime, or Mile-by-Mile Guide to the Blue Ridge Parkway, Weekend Road Trips, Perfect Beach and Mountain Towns. And we'll get to the beach towns today, maybe the mountain towns in our next episode. Where to Stay, Eat, and Explore. And plus, the best places to retire from San Antonio to Asheville. And there is a photo on the cover, listeners, of the East Fork overlook of the Blue Ridge Parkway. And it starts at, in the background, it's gold, but then closer to the sky is golden, the sun is setting, and it is a lavender color, the color of lavender. And in the mountains in the background, the Blue Ridge Mountains, and in the foreground, those mountains are covered with a moss green trees of a thick, velvety, mossy color. In the foreground, we've got some azaleas that match the lavender color of the sunset. And that's our cover, so we'll begin with the perfect beach towns, which starts with a double-page photo of a dock in, it says, Coastal Delights. Enjoy seaside treats, including the view from Bogue Inlet Pier in North Carolina. B-O-G-U-E, Inlet Pier in North Carolina. So that's what this photo is. It's a long pier, long, narrow pier that goes, of course, from the beach out to into the water. And there are, in the background, there appears to be a fish. It could be a dolphin jumping, but we can't discern it too clearly. Oh, but it may be a fish on a line, of course. Yes, maybe a fish struggling for its life as it's being reeled in by the fisher people that are fishermen and women that are on the far end of the pier. And there are also kiosks on the pier with little green roofs and some advertisements on the side. And perhaps the kiosks are where they rent fishing reels. So we'll find out when we read our story. In the foreground, we have some people walking on the beach. Does not appear to be too hot since the folks are wearing rather long shorts or capri styles, you know, trousers that go down to just below their knees, and they're walking on the beach. And there's a shadow being cast by the pier, by the piles that support the pier all along the beach, those shadows are cast, and the ocean is calm. It's a steel blue color that kind of matches the color of the sky as well, powder blue or ice blue. All right, the perfect beach towns. Plan girlfriend getaways, family trips, and outdoor adventures across the South. There's something for everyone on the coast. We start, listeners, in Sarasota. Escape to sunny Sarasota. Grab your girlfriends and or male friends as well, and see Central Florida's scenic side. When the Beach Boys sang about summer, it wasn't the heat or humidity or the mosquitoes or sunburns that the bushy-haired bards were celebrating. They were tapping into fond memories of hitting the sand, feeling dried salt water on your skin, and forgetting real life for a few glorious months. The where wasn't nearly as important as the who, and good vibrations were the goal. For a nostalgia-stirring vacation with friends, Sarasota, a fanciful town on Florida's scenic sun coast, has easy appeal for everyone. The sun coast encompasses about 150 miles along the Gulf of Mexico, and this stretch of shore offers unmatched terrain with crystal waters as aqua blue and bright as a chlorinated pool, sand as soft as powdered sugar, and almost constant sunshine. And there's a photo of Sarasota's Bayfront Park with sailboats and some greenery in the foreground along a trail. And there is also Perspective Rooftop. It's a pool bar at the Art Ovation Hotel. And we've got a bunch of women toasting, four of them, at a round table. And then there are some men and women at the bar in the background and a couple of men at the next table. Everyone appears to be enjoying themselves. And the bar is open, listeners. It's white and it is open to the fresh air. So it seems, it's a rooftop bar. Dive in. This town of around 55,000 is positioned at the prime place for active outdoor enjoyment. Whether you're interested in beachcombing, kayaking, boating, or sipping a frozen cocktail at a sand-floored tiki bar. In the summer, you can enjoy unlimited al fresco activities until the sun's rays take midday hostage and the shade calls. Enjoy a morning bike ride or stroll along Bayfront Park, which is on the water and borders a marina of yachts and powerboats. Thanks to pleasant weather year-round, apart from the summer heat, of course, some choose to live on board part-time or even full-time. To see the best of Sarasota, boating is definitely the way to go. When I was a kid, if you had a sore throat, the doctor would write you a prescription to go to the beach. Jan Solomon of Key Sailing says with a laugh, the Sarasota native runs a local charter business with her husband, Tim. The couple first met in high school when they were both in sailing classes. Now they offer their own sailing lessons, along with private charters. Aboard their 41-foot Morgan yacht, they have hosted marriage proposals, weddings, anniversaries, and many birthday celebrations. People are really looking to be with friends and family, especially those they haven't seen in a while, Solomon says. Choose a morning sail to look for dolphins and other wildlife, or book an evening cruise to catch sunset at its peak with glittering water. For land dwellers, Sarasota has plenty of shoreline to go around, 35 miles of it to be exact. Spread across the mainland and its six barrier islands, Lido Beach is just a quick joint from the popular shopping district, St. Armand's Circle. South Lido Beach is a quiet stretch best known for manatee spotting on kayaks. You can check with Paradise Adventures Sarasota for tours and rentals. And famed Siesta Beach on nearby Siesta Key has been named Best Beach in America by TripAdvisor. The resort at Longboat Key Club has its own private tract of pristine sand and surf, where it offers visitors a more full-service experience that includes chairs, umbrellas, and striped cabanas. The Art Ovation Hotel provides lounge chairs and bicycles for guests who want to explore the public beaches. Take a car to Siesta Key for shopping and see its unique sand composed of almost 100% pure quartz crystal, a rarity even among the world's most beautiful beaches, making it worth the short drive. Chill out. A tasty perk that comes with Sarasota's location near world-class deep-sea fishing is that you're never far from fresh seafood. No need to gussy up for old-school joints like Walt's Fish Market and Walt's Fish Market Restaurant and Tiki Bar, and Owen's Fish Camp, where you can mingle like a local and hear live music. In downtown Sarasota, explore a distinct and locally sourced scene. The owner and chef of Indigenous, Steve Phelps, uses his own fine dining restaurant to help advocate for more sustainably minded aquaculture and makes his case with seasonally focused dishes like lemon pickled shrimp and Thai red curry fish dip. Nearby, Selva serves up coastal Peruvian cuisine, while farm-to-table staple Boca always features a lively atmosphere. Sarasota also happens to have quite the appreciation for breezy rooftops that let you drink in every last drop of the soft air and sunset vistas. At the Art Ovation Hotel, the rooftop pool and bar offer easy access to scenery. But Sage, with its 360-degree views, is hands down the best spot in town for a proper dusk happy hour. The revolving door of craft drink concoctions, including zero-proof options for guests who do not wish to partake, showcases creative ingredients such as house-made poppy limoncello, hibiscus spheres, and smoked cinnamon. Photos of the colorful sunset cocktail party will later appear in text chains among friends who are once again separated by miles but still make time for reminiscing, as will the dolphin sightings, sailboat cruises, and fancy crystal sand. It's the moments that make the trip, and the good vibrations always follow. And listeners, we have a couple of photos here. One is a half page of the teal turquoise colored, aquamarine colored ocean. And the sky is blue but has some really puffy white clouds that appear to be moving through. Of course, we can't see the motion, but they appear to be slowly floating through the blue sky. And the ocean is calm and both emerald green and sapphire blue, really a mixture. There are different striations of it there. And we are looking at the backs of four blue cloth lounge chairs that match the sapphire blue of the water, as do the stripes on the umbrellas on either side of the photo, left and right. They are blue and white horizontally striped umbrellas standing on either side of these chairs. And there are some people sitting and looking out at the ocean. We can't see them. We can just see the tops of their heads. And there's one woman that's facing us and laughing. Looks as though she's coming out from wading in the ocean. And she's wearing a blue dress that matches that sapphire blue of the water and the chairs and the stripes and sunglasses. And the dress is sleeveless. Then there's a photo of an easy breezy, it says here, white sand beaches at the resort at Longboat Key, a blue lagoon cocktail at Boca in Sarasota. And that, listeners, is a green. It's a lime green, but no, a dusty lime green, if that makes any sense. Drink in a cocktail glass with a cinnamon stick in it and a couple of orchids. One is magenta-colored and the other is sunshine-colored orchids. And that's sitting upon a bamboo colored countertop. And finally, beyond the beach, the bazaar on apricot and lime, an indoor market that showcases the wares of over 40 local artisans. And here, listeners, we're just looking at a truck, the side of a pickup truck, and it says the bazaar on apricot and lime. It is lime green, but the fenders are apricot. Isn't that cute? And the wheels are also lime green. And in the back of the pickup truck, there appears to be some rose-colored flowers. They're not roses. We can't discern them, but they are rose-colored flowers and maybe some lavender as well in there. And the truck is parked in front of a garage that's also a lime green trim on a apricot-colored garage. And there's a footnote to this article. More girlfriend getaways. Folly Beach, South Carolina, just quiet enough. Although it's a sleepy surf town, it's no snooze fest. Just over 20 minutes from Charleston, it has a big city access. It has big city access along with quirky local dive spots like Rita's Seaside Grill and Lost Dog Cafe. Virginia Beach, Virginia. Here for the food. Experience a coastal city where the Chesapeake Bay meets the Atlantic Ocean. You'll get Virginia's famed eastern oysters, as well as broad, flat beaches that are great for groups. And finally, Pensacola Beach, Florida, full of panhandle charm. This lesser-known Gulf of Mexico getaway has a fascinating history as an early Spanish settlement. But today, you'll find a thriving new food scene downtown. And our next beach town, listeners, is Emerald Isle. Take the whole crew to Emerald Isle. Explore a tiny North Carolina beach town that feels tailor-made for family time. Emerald Isle, North Carolina, confesses its obvious charms, brilliant blue-green waters, a verdant maritime forest, and lush marshes in its name. From its place on the Crystal Coast, an 85-mile-long barrier island, also known as the Southern Outer Banks, its beauty is apparent. But Emerald Isle's most enduring magic reveals itself a bit more slowly. The seaside spot first hooked Lane Harris, who has been a permanent resident for more than 25 years, because it was a haven for the whole family. Although it's a short drive from the mainland hustle, Emerald Isle inspires a slowdown. Here, fat tire bicycles seem to outnumber cars. Hours are measured in sunscreen applications. An island nightlife belongs to nesting sea turtles. In other words, there's no place that's built for families quite like this gem on the Crystal Coast. Vacation like a local. When it comes to experiencing the town like a year-round resident, renting a beach house is your best bet. For extended families committed to togetherness, area real estate companies such as Emerald Isle Realty and Blue Water Vacation Rentals and Real Estate, plus websites like Airbnb and VRBO, known as Vrbo, offer hundreds of spacious beachfront houses, some with as many as 10 or 12 bedrooms and a pool. If you are traveling with a smaller crew, more modest cottages, duplexes, and condos are available. You can also find homes with elevators to help accommodate people with mobility challenges. There are pet-friendly properties, too. Play outside. Emerald Isles, over 12 miles of beaches, are the stars of the show. Even if you're not staying in an oceanfront rental, spending the day on the shore is easy because the area has more than 75 public beach accesses. Head to The Point on the westernmost tip of the island to bask in wide banks of warm sand. It's the ideal spot for shelling, walking, and watching the sunset. You can leave the car parked in your driveway and cruise around town on two wheels. Bring your own bicycles or rent them from Isle Cycle, which will deliver them right to your doorstep. Set out to cycle along the 11-mile paved bike path that runs from the small town of Indian Beach to The Point. Send the fishers in your group down to Bogue Inlet Pier, where they can buy bait and tackle on site, or you can treat them to a chartered ocean trip with Emerald Isle Adventures. If you're looking for something that's a little more peaceful, try yoga on the water with Emerald Isle Paddle Tours. Fill up on fresh catches. Seafood is king here, and you will find so many ways to savor it. Meet on the pier for a family meal at Surf's Up Grill and Bar. Don't miss out on the grouper sandwich. For date night, start with a cocktail from Catherine's Bistro and Martini Bar, which serves more than 30 variations on the classic drink. Then pop down the street to Caribsea for dinner, or maybe it's pronounced Caribsea, listeners, for dinner. The fish on its menu is local and sustainably sourced. If you're in town on a summer Thursday, head to the weekly outdoor concert series, Emerald Fest, for live music. Afterward, wander over to Flipper's Family Bar and Grill to order oysters and apps, plus a cold beer. In Emerald Isle, worries wash out with the tides, and hospitality always includes making room for one more fishing pole on the pier. It's a place where you can invite the whole extended family, knowing that all of them, toddlers, grandparents, and everyone in between, even that cousin, will fit right in. And listeners, the footnote here is more family beach trips. Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I want to spell it in case I mispronounced it. R-E-H-O-B-O-T-H. Boardwalk Buzz. After you've spent time in the sand, indulge your inner child with classic boardwalk fare. Then head to Funland, a family-owned amusement park with rides and games such as skee-ball and bumper cars. Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, low-country getaway. This coastal destination has no shortage of tourists each year, and for good reason. Hilton Head's golfing, spas, shopping, and nightlife are always a cut above the rest. And Cinnamon Shore, Texas, Gulf Adventure. Bordered by sand dunes, Cinnamon Shore's beaches provide protection for wildlife as well as stunning vistas. The walkable spot also has kid-friendly activities, including s'mores nights, and outdoor movies. And listeners, we've got a photo of Emerald Isle, which is, it does have emerald colored grasses and some of those feathery beach grasses, which are dispersed without it, throughout it. I think they're called phragmites. I'm not sure. They're feathery beach grasses. And in the background are some homes that are apparently rental homes with steps and leading down to the beach. Some are three-level homes and some two-level. They all have spacious left-to-right front porches all across the front of these homes. One is emerald green, one sapphire blue, and one is a butter yellow color. Then there's someone holding a lime drink. It looks like a key lime drink, if those are drinks, with a pigment leaf and a lime at the on the rim. Might be lemonade. And there's a easy access to paddleboarding and fishing excursions. And that cocktail that we just described is from Emerald Isle's Caribsea restaurant. And there are some paddleboarders standing on their paddleboards, which are apricot colored and also that lime green color as well. And they are, it appears to be sunset or sunrise. The light is dim, golden. And there are some marshes in the background. And then finally, there is a boat, photo of a boat facing us. It's a white, appears to be a motorboat facing us. And there appears to be a family there. The mom and dad are up, standing up on top and steering it. And there are four children. They appear to be boys. There may be one girl among them. And they're all holding quite sizable fish. It takes two hands for each of them is holding. A silverfish with two hands. One is so huge, it's going from the man's shoulder to his feet there. And as you hear, we have run out of time for today's episode of Southern Living. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you'll listen next time. I'm Joanna LaForgia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, we'd love to hear from you at 919-832-5138. Once more, that is 919-832-5138. So long until next time.